All right. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Are we live?
We're live.
Nice.
After you, Monica Lewinsky'd yourself.
I did with a bottle of shit.
You know what's going to happen? If somebody young listens to this, if one of our two viewers is young, they're going to be like, what's so Monica happy. Lewinsky?
I'm so happy that you think maybe some of our viewers might be young. You know that they're just like people who don't understand right. what the hell this is.
And you know, everybody thought, everybody had, there's rumors about the president.
There's always rumors.
About yeah, the president, you know, like Dwight Eisenhower, the secretary, Kennedy, Monroe. And the rumors go back, like they go back. Oh, don't top me off on that
one. Oh, dude.
And,
that's too late.
All right. Well, it's full of ice anyways. So there's all these rumors about the president, but Bill Clinton was the first one that... He has that talk on the in the White House, you know. He's like, "I did not have sex with that woman."
It seems like a week later, he's like,
and then a week later, it's like Quagmire from Family Guy. He goes, "I gazinged that girl," and he came out and admitted it. And you know how much of a man he is.
No one hates him.
No one hated him for it.
Well, first off, everyone was like,
the only person that got backlash on it was Monica Lewinsky.
Well, yeah, poor thing.
And then Hillary Clinton stayed with him.
I know. Well, what was she going to do?
I mean, she's the first lady. Was she going to like? That was like probably her first opportunity was like for in politics. She was going to be the first lady. Then she was going to be a senator. Then she was going to try to be a president, right?
You know, it's kind of funny that, did you ever watch that one movie or that one show, House of Cards?
Oh, I love that show.
It seems like
cheers.
That's... Cheers. Seems like that's pretty true to what the behind conversation.
And all that stuff.
Yeah, it's like, well, I already knew about it. Why do you have to make it public? You know, I'm sure it was like a conversation.
I'm sure she knew.
And she
I'm,
knew. How you did know she what? Not know?
I'm sure Bill Clinton, his whole life was out of control. You know what I mean? When he was, that's really good. This
that
is really good.
Is.
So these are not our sponsors. They would love to be our sponsors. Well, Absolute Yay. Berry Vodka Carita. This is delicious.
This is really good.
You know what? And I brought this. I just bought this tonight. I was in the mood for scotch. I've been doing a lot of tequila lately. And this is Glenlivet Caribbean Reserve.
Oh.
Made from Caribbean rum casks. So that caught my attention. That's what I'm going to have out here in a minute.
That is pretty cool. Hey, look at this. This is 10% alcohol. But look at the vodka with natural flavors and colored with purple sweet potato juice. I feel even better that it's like...
Yeah, like it's healthy. Sweet potato juice.
Sweet potato juice.
You would find a... you would be that person that would do that.
I mean, it was accidental, but it just makes it all the much... Like more better.
That's delicious. That is like super delicious. Dude.
I like it.
It's been like a minute.
How long has it been?
Like, it's been a good minute.
Like 3 months, 4 months, a year?
You know what? Like,
I'd say 3-4 months, right?
Not that long.
No.
Two, maybe.
Two? Is this the longest we haven't done this?
It's the longest, but I feel like life got crazy. You got your promotion. How long have you been in your job for?
I've been in my job for a while, but I feel like I've been doing more traveling with the job.
And that happens. I mean, in reality, when you work and you get a promotion, you're going to get, sometimes you have to travel and you have to more responsibilities. And that's just a given. It's going to happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you've been doing a lot of traveling. And
I've been doing a lot of traveling, mainly for pleasure, but, you know, some for work too.
The Monica Lewinsky story.
I know. My own, Maria, Maria Frijoles.
Oh my God.
No, that's been going good, but I think there's been a lot going on. Our co-pilot over there, he's not here tonight. Mm-hmm. He's been studying away. He's going to the nursing program, trying to get his career under control. But I think that happens in life.
It does happen.
It happens in life. We're lucky that we're not married. We don't have kids. I got a dog. I got mean birds, but no kids or wife in tow. You know, why do they call lovebirds like? They're called burpees or
lovebirds.
Yeah, why do they call them lovebirds?
I don't know.
There's nothing affectionate about those little velociraptors.
They're like they wake you up in the middle of the night.
And they're sometimes aggressive. They're fighting. They're like all squawking. I'm like,
dude,
ladies,
do they fight
calm
in
down.
The cage?
I think sometimes they get excited. They're like, oh my god, did you see that? And they go,
and they need a little bit of drama in their life.
And sometimes they sing lovely all morning.
Really?
Sometimes they sing very lovely, and they're all singing, and it's loud. And I have that one cage that they're in now, that big one. It's super nice. But and then I go in there, and I'm like, oh, my beautiful lovebirds. I have cool colors. I go in there to give them food, to try to pet them. And they see me, and they're like, dude, we're going to eat you. We're going to tear you apart. And it's like a whole flock of them now, so they're like, you're
they're
dead.
They're like calculating. They're like calculating their next move against
you, dude. I have to make sure everything is like secure. It's all closed down because they're going to like, I have to make sure my bedroom door is locked because they're going to throw like a Madagascar, like little, you know, invasion on my house here. They're like, all right, he's asleep. Let's go get him. It's like dinner, guys. We're going to eat like kings tonight.
You know, I have a feeling they're trying to recruit the dog, but the dog just doesn't want to do it.
My dog, she's like, she's the kind of dog that like the lights are on, but nobody's home. She's like, I love you. You're so nice.
She's so sweet.
She's like,
lights are on, but no one is home.
She's like, oh my God, the water just tastes so amazing. It's just like, it's like amazing. It's wet. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. Like, I can't believe this. It's like, the water's always been this good. Is this like from Antarctica or something? Is this like spring water?
Aww, she's like a positive dog.
Dude, I know. She's like,
Smiling earlier. She's just like with a big old, her big old grin.
Oh my God, there's somebody here. It's another human. Love me, human. Please love me. Love me. Love me. Please, please, please. I'll do a backflip. Please love me. Love me.
She's a lot calmer though. She's not.
I'm thinking of breeding her. I think she's already had her lady cycles.
Oh,
she's a woman.
She's a woman now.
My little puppy. That's not all there. The you know what? If she was a human, she'd be one of those blondes. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, I could see that. Her personality would so be that.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, she's a woman now, so aww. I'm thinking of making little doodles.
Little doodles. You need to find a good dog for her.
I've got a golden retriever lined up.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to make doodles.
You're really going to make labradoodles?
Yeah, but I think her cycle is every 3 months, 2 to 3 months a cycle for dogs.
Oh.
So I have to, you know, I have to like plan it accordingly.
Too bad they don't have an app for that for animals, because I know you can find one for ladies.
They do.
They have one for ladies, because so I have mine tracked. But it'd be nice to have one for
because you have to plan it when they're ovulating, right?
Well, when they've had their last, I mean, they do.
Yeah.
Their menstruation, right?
So what does that mean? Like, so after she's had her last menstruation, she's fertile again?
It takes, I don't know, for dogs.
Come on, Jeanette, you're a woman. You're supposed to know.
Doesn't
when
happen
women...
right away. Listen, I just do what the app says.
Like, when do these eggs drop? When is the baby making machine open for business?
Well, according to my app, it says this week for me. So whoa. I know it's like no.
I'm gonna sit a little bit further back.
Yeah, you should. Turtle
Myrtle. He's like, I was just sitting there in the house. I didn't. Matter of fact, I was overly dressed, and I don't know how this happened.
And
I was there for 2 minutes, and I got pregnant, and all we did was just hug and talked.
I'd be like turning on the black light. My son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. This room is covered with who knows what.
God knows what. No like, wonder.
That's right. Damn. I'm very proud of it. Thank you very much.
That was. I was like, I think there's a poem on the wall. You son of a bitch.
Oh, so in my party days.
You did that?
well. Damn. I had a bunch of black lights. So in the house, you know, always renting houses, I'd put like Liquid Tide, and I would put the Liquid Tide.
I think that was like the thing with the black lights, though.
Yeah,
I had a black light.
And you like spray it around your house.
Yeah.
Like just like that. Not like a lot where it's goopy and everything, but just enough. And then turn off the lights and put the black light.
Yeah.
And it looked cool. And then one day I took the black light into my house and I'm like, or my bedroom. I was like, ooh, I need to wash my sheets and I need to, like, seriously. I was like in my 20s. I was like, ah, gotcha. Ah, gotcha. I need a, I've got a camera in here and it picks up sounds. I need to turn it off for like an hour. I've got cameras everywhere. This is like Fort Knox.
Yeah. I don't know where you have them, but.
And I have an idea. I want to put a camera on my roof.
She can, spy up?
Stuff like that. Nice. Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. Okay.
That is cool.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. So, dude, like a lot's been going on. We've been busy. Our main man's been busy. I mean, anything in the news catch your attention worth talking about?
The variant for coronavirus looks like pink eye. Yeah. I think I sent that to you.
It's like Is that herpes or do you have corona? No, it's gonorrhea.
It's gonorrhea.
It's coronaria. It burns.
Why does the new variant of coronavirus give you pink eye? I'm sorry. I mean, all of a sudden, like, shit just multiplies in your eye. Like, I don't understand, like, how that happens. Like, I'm sorry.
It's like, my butt hurts. What'd you do this weekend? Were you drunk? No, I got corona. Like, it's kind of weird.
What the hell? Like, dude, I don't get it.
It's going to do as they try to make corona a thing again. You know what I mean? It's going to like all these weird symptoms. Like, dude, you got a cold sore. Do you have corona? Or yeah, do you have corona?
It's like, why do you have all these lesions on your mouth?
I have anal seepage. You got corona too? You got corona. It's like it's going to make the route of like everything on your body. You know it is.
It's like a really messed up universe that we're in right now. I don't know.
Have you been keeping up with like the corona stuff a little bit? Like a little bit? Because it's not like during the heyday. During the heyday, everybody knew what was going on. The vaccines and people were quarantined. Do this. You can't do that. Wear one mask. Wear two masks. Wear the mask and the face shield and the glasses. Da, 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 you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I read the little stories that appear on my phone. Like, the variant
isn't that isn't that porn that shows up? What little stories are you talking about?
In there?
it's like, ooh, what's this spicy?
Oh, nope, my
it's
god, just corona. So now porn and coronavirus
go hand in hand,
one in the same.
Oh my god,
wow,
I'm dying to try. Is it delicious? Is that berry vodka rita?
Absolute.
Is I've been dying to try this Glenlivet,
dude.
I know, very classy. But
so that's really the last thing I read. Anything about corona? I thought they were saying something about like
there's like cases. a lot of stuff has been coming out lately. Like, yeah, okay, remember like the conspiracy theory? What was the conspiracy theory about corona?
Oh, that it was created in a lab purposely.
Well, guess what's in the news?
It was
federal government saying that Chinese were messing with stuff that was extremely contagious. Corona, all this stuff, and it's starting to come out. And even about what's that one doctor that everybody was referring to on
Fauci
about all the stuff he was talking about. I mean, it's all a lot of stuff is just coming out, like Twitter. Mm-hmm. Like there was a massive leak regarding Twitter that Elon Musk confirmed that the government had come in and asked Twitter to censor things. They asked him, and so Twitter went along with it. Not to they didn't say censor, but to
kind of keep it from coming out.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say censor. Kind of, what is that? That is basically.
Basically that's what they were doing, though. Hmm. You know, making sure that the only proper information was coming out, and like bad information wasn't being disseminated. And I was listening to a senator. At this one committee hearing, they were interviewing a Twitter person, and she says, "Are you a doctor from Harvard, Stanford, like one of these great like medical schools?" And this lady's like, "No, I'm not." He's like, "So why were you censoring doctors about corona?" And she's like, "Well, we weren't necessarily censoring." And then the senator cut her off and said something along the lines of like, "Did the U.S. government tell you to censor all these people?" And then she said, "Well, we were advised," and the senator cuts her off again. And I don't remember her name. I need to look it up. And she's like, "No, were you told to censor by the U.S. government?"
It's like a yes or no answer.
And I've been listening to like a lot of these Senate committee hearings, boring stuff. Like the kind of stuff you grew up. Did you ever watch C-SPAN growing up?
Mm.
Never.
I never did. Not purposely watch it.
And so
people, I mean, now I watch the news, but.
Right. So people now, they don't have, people now have, probably might have cable, but not like when we were kids. When we were kids, we didn't have like videos you could watch on the YouTube and all this stuff.
Yeah.
You watched cable TV.
Oh, pretty much. Yeah.
There was C-SPAN, and C-SPAN had committee hearings, like Senate committee hearings. Nobody watched it Yeah, people did. If you're home, you're 80 years old, you have nothing to do, you'd watch it. But like to everybody else, nobody watched it, right? So now I find myself watching it, and it's like intrigued. intriguing. Like senators just grill people. Did you do this? And people are like, well, we were advised and da, da, da. He goes, no, 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 no. That's a yes or no question, ma'am. Well, in my experience, it's like, no, 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 no.
Yes,
did
no.
you or did you not do this? And people do not like answering questions.
Well, people don't like to answer questions directly.
Yeah. Like, Jeanette, are you a whore?
Well, define whore.
well, in my experience, you know, I have many friends around the world and I like to go out and meet people and talk. No, no, ma'am. Yes or no? Are you a whore? Well, you know, I like to have a drink.
Being an independent woman who makes money and is at a certain age is labeled a whore.
Like, ma'am, yes or no, do you get too much action from men you do not know? I do know a lot of men, and in my experience,
how much action.
But that's what it's like listening to these Senate committee hearings. But it's really cool because there's certain senators that get really like heated about it. Like they cut these people off and they're like, no, this is a yes or no question. Quit dancing around. Give me this dance around. And they're like, well, it's not so black and white. And goes, yeah, it is.
It is. Absolutely.
It's like, own up to it. You know what I mean? Oh, did I
make us blurry?
Oh, it made us blurry. Oh, we're still going though. Oh. I put the mouse in. But we're still going.
Did you give us cat faces?
I know, right?
Faces, people faces, faces.
I find myself listening to that. So there's that. I've been listening to a lot of that. And then there's I've been keeping up with Ukraine. I matter of fact,
you've been keeping up with this for a really long time.
I have been keeping up with. Matter of fact, on Telegram. Do you know what Telegram is? Do you know what WhatsApp is?
I know what Telegram is. I just never use it.
So Telegram is like a
version of WhatsApp.
You have WhatsApp, but WhatsApp's owned by Facebook, I think. Mm-hmm. And then you have Messenger, which is obviously owned by Facebook. And then you have Telegram. And I think Telegram's one of a number of peer-to-peer communications that's like supposed to be secure. And I have like I subscribe to a number of Ukrainian channels. And it's the same. So did I ever tell you about this cop from Tijuana that I follow?
No,
I don't. And I tell you there's videos about stuff that was going on in Mexico that were just horrible to watch about people being skinned alive and that kind of stuff.
I think you have mentioned something about that.
That was on Telegram. It's like they make their own channel on Telegram and they upload stuff and they have people that just get updates and you're like, holy crap.
I can't watch that. That's just too horrifying.
I get like all these updates about Ukraine and it's just fascinating. Like, dude, it's already like, was like a year, over a year. Mm-hmm. They're holding on. They're fighting back. We're talking about giving them F-16 jets now. Like the Russian army is not the powerhouse they thought they were. They've got Leopards now. They're supposed to get the, what are our tanks called? The Abrams. They're supposed to get Abrams. They have like a lot of technology. They started their offensive already. And there's like videos. Their offensive started somewhere within the last 2 to 3 weeks, maybe. Maybe there's already some videos coming out where places where the Russians are just like retreat in full retreat, other places where they're defending. And Ukraine's just been like this whole interesting thing. It's like we're on the verge of World War III, but then, you know, Ukraine's still holding on. They're fighting back. Then who blew up the dam in Ukraine? There was this, like this massive dam that held back a huge reservoir of water. And, you know, the power plant, did the Russians intentionally do it to flood, like, the flood, like the farmlands and all that? Mm-hmm. There was a big thing that came out about, there was like a zoo that had like all these animals, hundreds, maybe not hundreds, but like a lot of animals there, like all these animals drowned.
Well, it's war.
Yeah.
When you're in war, I mean, you're being strategic and you're trying to take them out in a way that's going to hurt them, that's going to weaken their defense.
Right. So, yeah. So, I mean, if they, of course, you know, Russia denies it.
Of
course.
They didn't take responsibility.
Oh, I know. Of course, they're not, they're not doing, they didn't invade Ukraine. It's not a war. They were denazifying Ukraine. And that's still the rhetoric that comes out that, like, they have, like, these news people. Like commentators, and they come out and we're going to denazify Ukraine and we're going to show the West and we should just nuke them too. And like some of these pundits that like like you listen to them, it's like some of these people are crazy. But then you also have this Russian brigade. It's like the Free Russia Liberty Brigade or something like that. It's supposedly made of entirely Russians, and they want to grow their numbers so they can actually fight the Putin administration now. And they actually like launched a couple of attacks in Russia. So now you have like Russians fighting the Russians because they're like, we're not going to go die in fighting against Ukraine because Ukraine has been mowing down thousands of Russians. Nobody knows the numbers. Maybe Russia knows it, but they're not saying. I mean, they're saying up over 200,000 Russian soldiers have already died. Like 250,000 Russian soldiers already.
That's crazy.
That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. For what? Like this day and age, for what?
Well, we lost a lot of people during the coronavirus. I mean, it's like a lot of people have died in the last 3 years.
So the coronavirus came out.
A lot of people have died.
So, I mean, and we all know there's like natural cycles of pandemics and all this stuff. We know that. That's nothing new, right? I mean, it's nothing new. But the fact that some crazy guy that has dreams of a Russian empire, this day and age, this is not like medieval times. Like, there's internet, there's like information, there's communications, like live information. Do you know what I mean? It's like we're not so separated anymore.
No.
I know people all around the world now. Like, I would have never imagined growing when, like, I was a little kid that I would know people on different continents.
Yeah.
Like, Japan, even Japan. You know, stuff like my brother's in the Middle East. You know, like, I would never have imagined that. But that's the world we live in. Yeah. And so, in this kind of world now that we're so closely connected, that some crazy guy would try to do a very Hitler-esque invasion of his country. Like, remember when Hitler invaded Czechoslovakia? What did he say? I need like elbow room. I need elbow room. Do you know what I mean? like this day and age, do you know what I mean?
We just can't fathom. I mean, this is stuff that we've learned in history books. These are things that we've seen in, you know, documentaries, history books, that we've been told, but to actually see
it happening today.
And it's bizarre. Like, people still think this.
I mean, you know what age we live in? You know, Back to the Future?
Yeah.
Marty went to the future. We've already passed it. We've already passed it. Marty McFly already came to the future.
Oh, well, poor guy.
Yeah, we missed it. Marty McFly came to the future.
When was the future?
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to have to look it up now.
Actually, that's really good.
What year did Marty McFly go into the future?
2020? What was it?
It was something like 2020 or something right around that. But we've already surpassed Marty going into the future.
Marty McFly caught coronavirus.
I know, right? Poor Marty McFly.
Poor Marty, I'm so sorry.
Marty McFly go into the future? Or rather, what year?
What year was the future in Back to the Future?
Oh, I'm not connecting to the internet. Why am I not connecting? This did not connect to the internet. Well, this is my original Surface. I love this phone. I love my Surface, a Microsoft Surface. It's kind of heavy compared to what they are now. Oh, I don't know.
What year is it?
I've had this thing forever.
2018.
I don't know. Maybe if I reboot it.
I guess it. 2020.
Okay. I'll use my cell phone. Hold on. What year do you think it was?
2018. Because I really can't remember.
What year into the future did Marty McFly go to? All right, you ready?
Yeah.
You ready? Yeah. Jeanette, drum roll. Marty McFly, a 17-year-old high school student, gets lost in 1995 by accident. 30 years back in time. Okay. No, that was 19. He goes to 1955. Marty's from 1985. He goes to 1955.
Mm-hmm.
He went into the future. Oh, here we go. No.
Yeah, he did go into the future.
Oh, where is it?
They had the hoverboards.
He went to 1885 to like his grandfather time.
Yeah. I like that one.
1955. He went into the future. I know they went to the future. Let's see. Like when he met his kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1980. No, part three. Da, da, da. I put my glasses down.
Oh,
I know.
Are they blue blockers?
They are blue blockers. Oh, here we go. What year did you say?
I said 2018.
They arrived on October 21st, 2015.
2015?
So we are way beyond Back to the Future.
Yeah, we're like 8 years in the future.
Dude, right? Like we've already gone beyond Back to the Future. Like what does that say? Like we are, and you remember Back to the Future when they went to 2015, flying cars, the hoverboards. Mm-hmm. His dad was like in this little hovercraft walker thing going upside down. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Like we've already surpassed Back to the Future.
But what can you see right now in our day and age that is pretty freaking awesome? Like you see,
internet. First of all, cell phones.
Like
the computing power of our cell phones is beyond anything I think they all imagine.
In itself, yes. Cars are like now becoming more tech savvy.
Right.
I was parked to a car, and it wasn't like one of those expensive cars, but it's everything's being upgraded to what Tesla's, like they have the dashboard with, you know,
like that big old computer screen and stuff like that. It's like, cool,
dude,
right?
This wasn't even like an expensive car. It was just like a Hyundai. I was like, are you freaking kidding me?
It's about time, though. Like, it's about time.
It was actually kind of cool. I was like, okay.
Right. Like, honestly, it's like, it's about time, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of freaking cool things happening.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, it's also really changed our society. Like you're seeing the effects of all of this technology and the effects of the younger generation.
Right, you know.
You're seeing like, what were they saying? Like, what is it, the millennials or what is the newest millennials? That they're all
generation is it now? You know what I mean?
I had seen something, it was actually pretty stupid, but I like watching the little reels and stuff on Instagram. It's so funny because they're talking about like millennials having a midlife crisis. They're like, well, what are they going to have a midlife crisis
for?
They've gone through crisis after crisis. So
are we already
they're stressed
at that point?
Out every day. There's no, and they don't have, they can't afford a midlife crisis because they're living paycheck to paycheck.
I know, right?
And I'm
it's hard to believe. Is that like a thing now? Like,
I don't think anyone's having a midlife crisis anymore. Everyone's been in a crisis.
I think
the last 3 years has been a crisis.
I feel like we are in between, like,
I feel like they're punking us.
Like, we're not millennials, but we're not really Generation, was it Z?
Generation X.
X. We're like, I think you and I are like right in between, like where we kind of bridge a couple of generations there.
They're talking about Generation X being like the feral children. Sorry.
And look, like,
I felt like my childhood was pretty feral.
I don't want to talk about like stuff people are talking about now. Like having the whole conversation about woke and about sexual identity and all that. I think we can get into that, but I think
you know what I just want people to do is just
be normal. How about that?
Stop getting their feelings so goddamn hurt.
Yeah,
like,
right?
Seriously,
right, seriously.
Like, stop. Like, just stop. Like, who cares?
Who cares?
Like, who cares?
Okay, you know what? I mean, like,
just if anything, don't get your feelings so hurt. It's gonna be all right.
Look,
like, if you need a hug?
If you're a dude, you wanna identify as a female, cool. If you're a female, you want to identify as a guy, cool. If you want to identify as a chipmunk, go right ahead. That's, you know what I mean? We live in the society where you can do whatever you want.
Do whatever the hell you want.
You know
what
I mean?
You do you.
And then, okay, so that's fine.
Stop getting your feelings so hurt.
You know,
stop getting your feelings so hurt. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. And then you have the science behind everything. Because you know what? Science behind a lot of stuff has been there forever. Not forever, but... Like, when you talk about chromosomes, genes, look, we know what the genetics for a male and female is. But you are inside, and it's on a cellular level.
And,
we know.
And honestly, like, I mean, I don't know. If people feel out of their body that they don't identify with the gender that they're at, fine. It is what
That's
it is.
Fine.
It's okay.
You know what? I mean,
I'm okay with it. It's just, I don't understand why everyone's just...
I don't know. I see.
And it's a sensitive thing. It's a, it is.
It is a sensitive thing. And hey.
I just want people to toughen up and.
More power to you. More power to you. If that's what's going to make you happy. And like, I understand people talk like the big fight now about kids.
Like, what's the big fight? Whether you have them or not?
Whether you can allow children to
make that decision to change their identity. Mm-hmm. That is to me a little tricky.
Because
all been children. How often have you changed your mind as a kid?
But you know what? Like, kids? Okay, so like puberty. Like your body develops in a certain way. And if you mess with the stages of that development, and you become an adult, you can't turn back the wheels of time and undo what you've done. So if you're a young boy, if you're a young girl, you know, that's when your body's going through those changes to make you the person you're going to be. And if like you're like a little boy and you like say, oh, I want to be a little girl, they give you like all these hormone blockers and all this stuff. And then you, or even for a girl, give you a lot of testosterone and do all that stuff. And then 10, 15 years later, when you're in like 25, 30, and you're like, oh, well, that was crazy. What was I thinking? No, I'm a female. No, I'm a guy.
What happens? Like, you can't, you want to have kids.
You can't.
But
you can't undo the damage that you've done by messing with puberty.
That's hard.
So there's a big debate, you know, going on politically about, you know, some states are outlawing it. There's states that are outlawing and saying you can't do that to kids until they're like they're adult and they can make their decision up on their own, but you can't do it as an adult to a child now. Which, like I say,
honestly, I don't know because I'm not a parent, so I don't know the stress of watching your kids struggle through like identity issues. I mean, I don't know, but at the same time, I would hate to be responsible for making a choice with my kid who's like,
you could severely impact them.
I know. And then later on, it's like, damned if you do, damned if you don't. So I was trying to be a supportive
parent. It's not like the whole thing about being gay.
No, this is huge. This is bigger than that. Oh,
well, okay. Let's look back at the timeline. So like when you and I were kids.
Yeah.
Because we're not that far in age. You're like, what, 50?
I hate you.
No. Okay. But think about growing, when we were itty bitty little kids in the 80s.
Yes.
Like, remember how taboo it was about being gay for us? Like, you'd be like, oh, that person's gay. Oh my God. It was like a big taboo.
It was like a big secret. Like,
it was. Oh my gosh. It was like a, even like by the time we were like in high school in the 90s and all that stuff, even then it's like, so and so's gay or so and so's bi.
But did you ever know? Like, okay, so not gonna name drop anything, but like when I was little, I did have a close relative
who did you know in your life personally?
Yes, and he was gay, and I knew since we were little.
Like everybody knew, but like what they call it, the nuclear family in the 1950s, where everybody knew but you couldn't say it.
Yeah, we weren't saying it, and as a little kid, I didn't know
that individual couldn't say it because it wasn't accepted. Mm-hmm. And I've known quite a few men in my life now. There's one guy I went to high school with.
Did he hide it?
Yeah. We would go hang out. We'd go out. Great guy. And girls liked him. He had girlfriends. And then I didn't see him for a few years. And I went to like a friend's house. And they like our friends were talking. And he said, and I was picking up by the cues of the conversation. I go, wait a second. Are you gay, dude? He goes, yeah. And I go, And in my mind, I was computing, and I was like, oh, well, you know, we used to hang out. Didn't you have, like, girlfriends and all that? And he's like, well, you know, I was trying to hide it, and I was trying to deny it. And even that was, like, in the mid-90s when he told me. And I remember at that time in the mid-90s, I was like, you know, I wasn't going to be a jerk to myself. Like, burn you, nothing like that, you know what I mean? But I was like, even at that time, I was like, oh, I would have never guessed. But, again, this whole idea that you had to hide it all the way up into like your early 20s because, again, it was a taboo thing. Yeah. Like guys got beat up if they were too femme like that and stuff. Remember? Like it was something that we lived through. And I think even kids nowadays that are like growing into teenagers and young adults, they don't understand that from how we grew up. You know what I mean?
You know, I mean,
Or maybe they do. I don't know.
I have to say at least one thing that I do appreciate with what's happening is that God, I sound so old when I say the younger kids, but like, no, I mean, I think they understand mm-hmm. differences better yeah. than we did when we were little.
Yes.
And I have to say, to me,
there's like an atmosphere of accepting.
I love that. But the yeah. only thing that it feels dangerous is when, like, you have to let them figure out who they are as people.
Right.
How many times I changed my identity when I was in my early teens so many times. I mean, it was like,
did you really? Did you? Yeah. Were you like goth with a dark eyeliner with Sharpie and all that stuff?
I did go through a goth phase.
Were you in the Spice Girl phase too?
And I mean, I was like all like, I went through that grunge goth phase.
Dude, everybody did that.
I mean, Nirvana came out and all of a sudden everyone went out to go buy a punk. Flannel.
Dude, I never left the punk phase.
Oh, Blink 182. And I still love that music.
Dashboard Confessions. Greatest music ever. We've seen, you know,
New Age came out in the 80s.
My dad
was kind of like a lead into all of that. Like,
well, and it's funny because my dad always told me this by my granddad. He mm-hmm. goes, your granddad has seen so many things. He died in the 90s, like around, 96. And he was 85. So he was, 96 minus 85. So he was born around 1910, 1905, around there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right around 1910. And my dad was telling me, like, you know, your granddad grew up in a town with a horse, riding horses everywhere. Mm-hmm. And then introduction of cars and the introduction of airplanes. And he saw World War I and he saw World War II. And he saw he lived in a place where he probably had no electricity, to the first phones, to the first TVs, the first radios. And then everybody has you know what I mean? Like, he saw the modern world be created. And you're like, wow, man, we missed so much. And like, what are we seeing?
It's like time sped up.
But we are seeing a lot, though.
But isn't that weird, though, when you're, okay, I know we're not that much older. I'm a year older than you.
I don't know. You're older than shit. I'm a year older than you. Like, guys, she's easy, but she, God bless it, it's older than dirt. Like stale bread. Have you ever had a pizza a week old?
And you know, the crazy thing about week-old pizza is
it's amazing.
I was going to say, it's a delicacy.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. I didn't know it could hold up after a week.
Oh my God, it's so good, does. Right?
I hold up.
Jeanette's like, I've held up like a week-old pizza.
I hold up well.
You know
but
what?
No, though? But the thing about it is we did see that.
Okay, we did see that.
Because I remember going to can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I remember my grandma's house, there is a separate casita where they would uh-huh. dry meats, but there was an outhouse.
There was an outhouse. Yes.
And then I would go to my other relatives and some of them had outhouses.
Right.
And there's
they still had the pump for the water and stuff like that. Dirt roads. I mean, this day and age, I mean, it's still there.
My grandma, when I would have conversations with her, she told me when she was little, she remembered covered wagons.
Wow. Yeah. That's my grandparents.
That is so freaking cool.
That was my grandparents. And when I was a kid visiting grandparents, we had to use the outhouse.
Yeah.
You know, crazy. I mean, and I'm sure it still exists in the world today. I'm sure it's still out there.
Oh, we used to play in the outhouse.
You're gross.
No, we used to use the outhouse when we were little because we didn't want to go inside.
Anybody ever played with the outhouse growing up, Jeanette? Sweet baby Jesus.
I think we put the lid down and maybe played in there for a minute. There were spiders. There were spiders.
And then you always had to worry about going out at night. Was there scorpions or stuff like that? We were always afraid to go out at night.
We were little. We would use it because if we went inside, we were going to be asked to stay inside. Mm-hmm. So we stayed out. We just stayed out as long as we could.
Right.
Until our parents came looking for us and it would be dark.
Well, okay. So we've actually seen a lot of stuff.
Yes.
But I think the miracle of this day and age, besides technology. I mean, technology now is advancing at a rate that I think we talk about, but I don't think we can comprehend.
We see it every year, though.
We're talking about quantum computers, Elon Musk and this neural link, linking your computers to your AI that you can chat with.
Mm, that's crazy.
But aside from technology, one of the miracles of modern age that we see in democratic countries is this inclusion and acceptance of each other in a time where you didn't see that before.
No.
Like, not on this level. Do you know what I mean?
And I don't know where that comes from. Is it the acceptance of each other, like...
We're evolving as human beings?
Well, yeah, and the fact that you have men and women out in the workforce, you have that. Mm-hmm. You have
you mean you don't careers, wanna, you don't have... want to be barefoot, naked, you know, no. suckling a child while you're making breakfast?
No.
You don't want to be a baby-making cum basket?
No.
No.
That's terrible.
Or cum dumpster, I'm sorry.
Ooh.
No, you didn't want to be that when you were growing up playing with Barbies? I totally thought you did. Oh, I had you pegged for that.
Can you imagine? Is that how you played Barbies? You jerk.
My sister had Barbies.
You played Barbies because every relative was forced to play with their female cousin. No, all played Barbies.
So I had a bunch of brothers and one sister. My sister had all the Barbies. But my brothers, we all had the big G.I. Joes. The big ones.
Did you guys ever
did
you ever have mixers with the
Barbies? We did. Because we recognized that the G.I. Joes, after a hard day of battle, need to let off some steam.
With the Barbies?
And it's like, hey, ladies, got a couple of dollars. What are you doing later on tonight?
Oh, you guys are
eating. Yeah, we figured that out real fast. It's like, oh, Duke, you're so sexy in your fatigues. Let me help you with that big rifle.
Oh my god.
That big gun. Oh my god. So modern day, aside from the technology, the fact that there's so much more acceptance amongst each other, it's kind of a big miracle. The fact that it so is. Many people with different religions, people get married amongst different religions, mm-hmm. you know, this day and age where people like
interracial marriages
mm-hmm. and then like same sex marriages.
It's a lot of acceptance.
People, I think it's focused and stuck on the negative, but there's a lot of good that we've seen in our lifetime.
Well, I think that we did get to see a lot of, we thought we had evolved. And I think when it came down to presidential elections, mm-hmm. you've kind of started to see where the line was drawn. But even then, like, you don't really know how far
Speaking of presidential elections.
Okay. You don't know how far you go, Jeanette, until you see...
You opened up a whole new can of worms that I don't know if we have time to go into.
No, we do not.
What do you think about the president? He's like falling now. He's like,
dude.
Did you see that video? I mean, dude, what was up with that?
I think that we need a reform of younger people, you know, like trying to
be
president. I think this whole thing about like... More, being of a, well, okay. a certain age. Like,
well, I think, that, oh, here it is, here it is. President Biden tripped and fell after delivering a speech and handing out diplomas to graduates at Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs on Thursday.
It's embarrassing. Poor guy.
Dude, I mean.
Poor guy is like all elderly. What the hell?
And then he wants to run again. Oh. He came out that he wants to run again. Like, if anything happens to him, his Vice President Kamala, she is not...
No,
qualified.
We need some new blood.
But there has been some new blood. There's like Dan Crenshaw. He's like a new blood. He was in the military special forces guy.
We need another Kennedy. We need a 40-year-old out there shaking. We need a Kennedy.
There's a Kennedy that's going to run for president too. One of the Kennedys is going to run for president.
One of the Kennedys?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hope there's no such thing as a curse because, goddamn, we need another Kennedy.
I know, right?
I would love to see another Kennedy in this lifetime.
Okay, who is it? The Robert F. Kennedy Jr. 2024 presidential campaign was formally launched April 19th, 2023. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a member of the Kennedy family, environmental lawyer, anti-vaccine activist, and author, announced his candidacy in Boston, Massachusetts. He is challenging incumbent Democratic President Joe Biden. But if Joe Biden doesn't want to step down, because remember the incumbent president always gets the ticket.
I think we just need to change that whole thing where presidential candidates are of a certain age. Like I'm telling you, if we need to be a little bit more forward thinking.
We do, and I think there needs to be. Hold on. Kennedy is son of U.S. Attorney General and Senator Robert F. Kennedy and nephew of U.S. President John F. Kennedy. So they're still there.
That's cool.
And did Maria Shriver, did she divorce Arnold Schwarzenegger? He's no longer.
I don't know. Oh.
Is he a part of, he's no longer part of the Kennedy family, right? Because Maria Shriver was a Kennedy.
I don't know if they're together.
I don't know either.
I saw a new documentary on Netflix about Arnold, and I haven't watched it. That's how I keep up with that. I watch a documentary.
You know, you have to admit, let me see, Get Divorced.
Get Divorced.
I know. You have to admit, Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's kind of lived the American dream.
Yeah, he has.
Came to America with like something like $20 in his pocket.
Honestly, I'm impressed by the guy. I really do want to watch that documentary. Look at.
Schwarzenegger and Shriver got married in 1986 and were together for 25 years before she filed for divorce in 2011. Their divorce was finalized in 2021. What do you think was going to happen in his heyday? He was like an icon, a bodybuilder, movies.
He's acting though.
He was getting, he never stopped acting, but he was getting tail left and right. And the fact that he was banging the maid or something like that, like, what did she expect?
Would you be upset?
Well,
I don't know. Like, I mean, I don't know. It just seems to me like.
Good for him for staying in the game. Good for him for acting and not giving up, becoming governor and doing all the stuff. You know.
I wouldn't be upset. I mean, you're telling me that you married this guy. Would you be, not maybe upset, surprised. Would you be surprised?
You know, I mean, I'm not saying anything.
I'm not saying I wouldn't be upset, but I don't think I'd be surprised.
What if she was a prude and he had the sexual prowess of a tiger?
What if she was like giving it left and right and we need to watch the damn documentary?
Dude, we need to see this. What if she was the whore?
Oh.
And she wasn't like doing all the nasty stuff that he wanted. And he was like, oh, I don't need you. I'm going to go get the maid. She likes to take it dirty. She'll take it raw. Dude, like seriously, like, okay, the dynamic of marriages. Like,
I don't even know.
Do you know what I mean?
I think marriages in the next 20 years are going to, I think only 25% of people are going to get married.
You know what
I think marriages are going to start to decline.
You know the smartest thing I heard this week?
People not getting married?
No.
It's dumb.
This is really good scotch.
Don't do it.
The Glenlivet Caribbean Reserve, really good. Recommend. It's delicious.
No, I don't even.
It's delicious.
Do you mind if I just
take it? As long as you wipe the herpes off your mouth. Well, maybe the scotch will kill it. If your scotch doesn't kill your herpes, then Jesus Christ.
Jesus. I'm afraid to use your glass because of your herpes. Damn you.
So, no, the smartest thing I've heard this week was government needs to get out of the marriage business.
Oh.
Isn't that delicious?
It's not what I thought
it's
it was.
It's not strong
be.
At all. It's no, not overwhelming. It's very delightful.
Yeah.
It's a nice scotch. I've been on such a hard tequila kick lately that this was a nice change.
Hmm.
I was going to bring out my bottle of tequila. I bought like a cheap bottle of tequila. And I took it to my friend's house. And it was amazing.
Oh, did you go hang out in EP?
Not this weekend. Oh. I wanted to. I was just tired. But yeah, I think that was the smartest thing I heard was government needs to get out of the marriage business. They don't need to be telling people who they can marry. Well, you don't need to be. I mean...
I think that
you have to get a marriage license. You have to get a license to marriage.
But then there's all these perks, and there needs to stop being perks to marry. Damn. Well, what is the
marry?
Okay, tell me if you're thinking about marriage as a business arrangement,
like taxes, tax filings. I mean,
so you double your income quick.
I knew a young man who met a girl in college. And nice guy, great people, really good people, but she needed insurance.
So I think that marriage has become a business arrangement.
He married, him and her got married so she can get on his insurance because I think he's working for like the city or something like that. And,
yeah.
But they stayed married, they have a kid now and everything. So, but at the time, I guess, I don't know if they're dating, but she needed the insurance. So they got married for that benefit.
I'm almost looking at marriage as a business contract.
Maybe. I mean, I do like the idea that if you want to get married, you want to get married in your church, and the thing that matters to you is your wedding certificate from your church, because a lot of people do that. It's important to them.
Well, because and those are people who believe in love, and I think that the idea of love is great, but I also think you'll fall in and out of love
so
many times in your life that I just don't know if I believe in.
But there's still a lot of people that want to be in that. They want that, but they want to do it easy, and they want to be able to go to the courthouse. And say like we're married.
We need an app.
I'm gonna get
for marriage arrangements.
I'm gonna get my marriage
business.
Not my marriage certificate. What do you call it when you can be like?
You want to be an ordained priest?
Yeah, no, not a priest. But
can we marry all kinds of random folks?
You can do a thing online where you become a person where you can marry people. I'm going to do that.
Oh, you should.
And I'm going to get invited to all the wedding parties, and I'm going to be a total wedding crasher. Shall. Shall.
Wait a minute. Hey, I want in on this. How can I assist you with
you
this?
You can do this. We both could do it. Yeah? Dude, we can do team marriages. Mark and Jeanette marries people.
Oh, my God. It'd be like Prestige worldwide, except with marriages.
Marriages. I like,
oh
I like, dude.
God.
And we would be invited to all the parties. You'd be hitting up all the single guys and getting laid every weekend. And I'd be consoling the bridesmaids for always being a bridesmaid and not being a bride.
You'd be getting a lot of tell.
I'm just saying, I'm not, I mean,
I'm
these
just,
are strictly
just,
allegations.
Honestly, I just, allegations are strictly, you're telling me that women are not going to be throwing themselves at you? After you like give them a beautiful speech.
When you give a beautiful speech and they're like, oh, he's all about commitment. He's the one.
He's the one.
He's the one. He marries people. Like he knows.
Give them enough champagne, they'll be filling it in their loins. Yeah, dude.
This is why me and you. I'm gonna look up that website tomorrow. Sometimes. I'm gonna look up that website, see how we can be the people that marry people.
I want to.
My buddy was telling me that he did it for like something, $50 online or something like that.
Yeah. Could that be like a side hustle?
It's like ball just dropped. Bam.
Man.
Bam. Okay. Okay, let's change the topic.
Okay,
we were all over the place.
Hopes and dreams.
So we talked with him about a little bit about Ukraine. Ukraine's still going. These people are fighting for their lives. They're doing something.
We're talking about
Russians are getting tired, and they're fighting. They're fighting their own government now. I think that's going to get momentum. I believe that the Russians are going to get momentum and fighting their own government and saying like, Putin, you need to step down. You're a dictator, and you know what? We don't want to fight in this meat grinder where you're setting us to die. I think that'll get momentum, and I think when I think it gets full momentum, I think you'll see something like a kind of like a quiet revolution in Russia for them to depose Putin. And, you know, and I've said this, I don't know how many Russians or Ukrainians are listening to our podcast.
Zero.
I don't know how to say.
I mean, maybe that one. And you never know.
I know, right? Hold on. I got to learn how to say that. How do you say hello in Russian? Hold on. Hello. Privet. Privet.
Privet.
Privet. For our Russians that are listening to us. I think that's how you say it. I don't know. Huh. Yeah, privet.
Wow. Yeah, privet. We even have our translator.
Right, Google Translate. Let me tell you how to say it. So anybody that's listening to us from Russia or Ukraine or the Russian friend, privet, welcome.
I do that with my dad. Sometimes we'll be having a conversation.
Uh-huh.
He's speaking Spanish to me, I'm speaking English to him, and then we get stuck on a word. What does that mean? Like, oh, I need Google Translator.
So, privet i dobro pors halovat. Hello and welcome.
Oh, say it out loud. Say it with... Cool.
Okay. I don't know how high my volume goes.
Damn it.
But let's see. Hold on. Let me make sure my volume's all the way up. Is it all the way up?
You know what? I'm really impressed with this.
That was really good. Okay, let's see. Ready
it's
for
a
this?
A little dangerous, though. Yes.
Here we go. Pajalovat. Privet, dobro pajalovat.
We should learn some standard phrases next
time. I think
time.
So. I think you're right. And I always say this, not that we're international or something, but I think what people around the world need to understand, like even in Mexico, because I told this to my Mexican friend, I said, Americans don't want to go invade another country. We don't. Because, so even with this whole thing about Biden wanting to make cartels terrorists.
Why do you think Americans don't want to invade other countries? We're just comfy.
Leave us the hell alone. Okay.
Say
Taiwan.
Yeah.
If China invades Taiwan, we recognize Taiwan's a free as a country. We recognize South Korea as a free country. North Korea, leave them the hell alone. China, leave Taiwan alone.
I think we
let
just
them
want some alone space. Is that what
leave,
it is?
Leave us and leave our friends alone.
Leave our friends alone.
But you know, if you're going to come after our friends, we're going to be there for them. Yeah. We're going to back them up. But at the same time, like, and this came up with the whole Mexico talk. When Biden said some senator said, we need to make Mexican cartels terrorist. And my friends in Mexico said, my friend asked me in Mexico, does Americans want to invade Mexico or something? Why do they want to come fight to cartels? It's like, we don't want to go invade Mexico. We want to do something about cartels because your country's not doing anything about it because your politicians are in bed with cartels.
Well, they are. And actually, my dad and I had this conversation earlier today. It's like, I'm sorry, cartels are the government over there in Mexico. But the thing about it is, It's not like it's not a safe situation for Mexicans because you piss people off, you disappear.
You disappear, and it still does. It still happens.
And it's not like a safe thing. It's not like if
me as I'm there all
people,
the time.
Yeah, like don't piss anyone off.
So I went for the. I was in Monterey.
You could disappear, dude.
So I was in Monterey, and there was two soccer teams.
And we had a technical difficulty at the moment.
You know, we always learn something new when we do this.
What do we learn?
We're an idiot. I don't know. We'll see.
That we're still amateurs?
We're still amateurs.
That's
We make amateur mistakes. I think I could fix it on the edit. But,
It's actually kind of funny, though.
It's kind of funny. I think I recorded the whole first segment, like, in slow motion. But we'll see where it goes.
Stupid life again.
I know, right? Okay, what did we just talk about?
Damn it.
No. Okay.
I poured another...
So I know, let me have a drink of that. Let me try that. Which one is this? What flavor is this one?
This one is the Mango Mule.
Dude, that is delicious. Absolute Berry and Absolute, which one is that one?
Mango Mule.
That is freaking delicious.
They're strong.
Holy smokes, those are good.
I know, it's like.
I'm impressed.
Going to like Bosque, but for sparkling
stuff. I know, right?
But I like it because I like the vodka drinks.
Those are really good. I'm going to have to get some.
These are
for
nice.
For the ladies. Hey, ladies.
For the ladies.
I got Absolute Berry Vodka.
You're going to get like the 10%.
I know, right? Do they make a 20% when I bring people over? Okay. Okay. So we were talking about like why people think Americans want to invade, right? And
we were talking about Mexico.
And those are my friends in Mexico.
Yeah, like we don't want to invade.
We don't want to invade. But the whole thing like, well, don't you guys want to wage war on the cartel so you come invade Mexico? It's like, no, we just want to like stop the drugs. We don't want to invade Mexico. We did that already a long time ago. It's done. We don't. Americans like Mexicans. They like going to Mexico. They want to go travel down there, tourist and all that stuff. We don't want to do any of that stuff. You know what I mean? But for some reason, there's this whole idea that like Mexicans have a fear that Americans want to go invade.
We don't want to
go invade. And I've had this conversation with people I know in Mexico.
For real?
Yeah, like
they honestly think that Americans want to go invade.
That like this whole thing with listing cartels as a terrorist group to send our military will give us the prime reason to invade. Matter of fact, the last time that invasion talk came up in Mexico, like the war on drugs, the cartels were talking about lacing drugs with harsh chemicals to make a lot of Americans sick.
Honestly, I think that the reason, if I'm being truthful, which I always am, I think that it's a bigger agenda. I think that by criminalizing the cartel in Mexico and saying all of these things are bad about Mexico, it only brings to the agenda of why we should not allow immigrants into our country. And I think that's what it really comes down to.
Well, okay.
So I don't think that I think it's just trying to reinforce something that is a controversial thing here in the United States.
Immigration is controversial. Look, our population is getting old. Our birth rates are declining. And that happens to industrialized countries. Industrialized countries, when they become first world countries, their population, like birth rate, it starts to decline and flatline. Okay. So you have people that are retiring. You have people that are getting old. You need people to come work. You need it to drive the economy. You need it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then as you want your labor force to become more advanced, more technological and all that, you still need the labor force to come and do these other jobs. Right. So you still need immigrants to come in, become Americans, to do all this stuff. Okay. And then here's the thing. We grew up in America. So you know, some kids in America, they say like, oh, the American dream's dead. Do you know what I mean? Have you ever heard people say that?
You know, I haven't. I've also said that I don't like the coin phrase, the American dream. But
again, talking to my friends that are out of country, the American dream is real for them. People like not from America, they talk about coming to the United States, getting their like residency or whatever, becoming a citizen, getting a job, being able to provide for a family, being able to get a home.
And maybe that's where I think I've kind of have to backpedal on that, because I've always thought that not thinking other than just me, myself, and other
Stop
people.
Thinking it's about like, yourself.
I know, I was selfish. But I was thinking the American dream is just a way for government to put you in debt.
But
it's like okay, the Joneses. True, it's like, sure. Okay, so for me, in my mind, I'm thinking it's like the Joneses trying to keep up with the Joneses. But that's actually not true. And I have to backpedal on that because people, you're right.
There are, okay.
The dream to
here's the thing.
Home ownership.
A lot of Venezuelans want to come to the United States. They're traveling by foot, 2,000 miles by foot.
Yeah, they wouldn't be doing it
through really bad conditions. I mean, and they're from a socialist country where if it's a true socialist country, their government should give them everything.
You know, okay.
Right?
Side.
Right, okay.
I was in El Paso with my dad. We were thrift store shopping because that's what I love to do in El Paso.
Oh, good Lord.
I love it.
Besides the strip clubs. Besides going to strip clubs.
I love going. Okay, so we had we had encountered this guy. He had all kinds of clothes in his cart. Then later on, my dad's like, "Well, you know, because I asked to see if we can have his cart," and he's like, "No, I got to take this stuff to my car." My dad like follows him so we can get a cart because there's like no carts. So he follows him and he's like, "I just learned that guy was buying a bunch of clothes because of the immigrants that are in El Paso. He buys clothes for them so he can help them." I was like, wow.
Americans do really good things.
I was like, that is amazing. It made me feel like an asshole because I never think to do that.
You never thought that, right?
And I think it's beautiful. It's a wonderful thing.
Okay, yeah. Americans do good things. People look at all the issues in our country, they think America's a bad place. You look at gun violence and all that, America's still safer to live in than most countries.
But El Paso has a lot of good people, though.
Look at Mexico.
Yeah.
It's strict gun regulation. How many people disappeared due to gun violence? They were killed, kidnapped, shot down in the streets and all that.
But it's weird because it's not uncommon from what I've...
In Mexico.
It's not uncommon. People disappear all the time.
But Mexico is a country with strict gun laws. You can't just go buy a gun like I can. I can go to the pawn shop and get a gun. That 7-day waiting period, boom, gun.
Yeah.
And so, but again, going back to this whole idea that for immigrants, they come to the United States, the American dream is still real for them. And like I say, Venezuelans, even if they get a job, they don't make enough money in a day to buy a loaf of bread and freaking eggs.
Yeah.
Mexicans work a week, working 12-hour shifts for the full week. They only make like $75 a week. And people say things down there are cheaper. No.
They're not that much cheaper.
You buy a pair of Nike socks down there, it's about the same price, if not a little bit more.
They're not that much cheaper as they used to be from what I remember.
iPhones.
Yeah.
So iPhones, a friend of mine phrased this for me. They said, you're going to get an iPhone, so you don't want a car.
What?
Because to buy like a 10-year-old car, you're going to pay the same amount as you would as an iPhone in Mexico.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, do you want to get a cheap car or do you want to get an iPhone? That's the kind of decision you have to make.
And over here, it's like not even a choice. It's not like
you're going to get both. You're going to buy a car and get an iPhone.
Yeah, and iPhone's cheaper. And
so this idea of the American dream still exists. We don't see it because we're living here. Kids here have everything they need, for the most part. You know what I mean? Parents give them what they want. Like, you know what I mean? I don't think we can contemplate what people in other countries go through. People in Haiti. Haiti's run by a bunch of gangsters right now. Government collapse and all that. People in Africa that don't have anything. Like, there are people from all around the world that come here. Not because they're trying to commit crime and all that, but there's people that actually see America as a place like, hey, I can go work, do construction.
And they just want to, like, have security.
And that's and, like, what... And look
housing,
at,
and affordability.
I've done construction.
Food.
Do I want to do construction the rest of my life? No. You know what I mean? If I have children, do you think I want my kids to go do construction? It might be good for them to do it a little bit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, hey, this is what backbreaking work feels like.
Builds a little character.
So go to school, get an education, and get a very technical job that you're going to pay a lot at, and you're going to make an impact on a lot of people. Right? Yeah. But so immigration is controversial, but the reality of it is we kind of need it. We need it because we need workers in the economy to pay taxes, to replace the aging workforce. And then our current workforce we have, as they advance and become more skilled and more advanced, we need people that are going to do the work that we don't want to do no more.
Yeah.
Like there was that one argument, immigrants are taking our jobs. And it's like,
No one wants to do those jobs.
I don't know how many people want to go pick chili in a field because picking chili sucks.
I know it does.
Right? Like, and there's some of us that know.
I know it does. Right. Because actually, like, I remember when I was like super, super young. I mean, like my dad was trying to, you know, have people, his relatives, like he was taking them. And he's like, well, since I'm here, we're going to do it. And I was like, well, what are you doing?
Right.
And as little kids, I was like, well, I'm going to do it too.
And you know what's
funny? And I got bored.
And there's so many misconceptions about America. And I think this has to do with the modern media. So a friend of mine is talking about violence, racial violence and all that. And again, people from down, you know, Latin America and all that, they're like, so like blacks and whites and all that. And da-da-da. I was like, no. And I go, here's the thing. America is a country of immigrants.
Yeah,
we're very diverse. We have people from all over the world. We have Chinese communities. You go to like certain cities, they have Little China. You have Italian communities.
Yeah.
You have like Mexican communities. You have Korean communities. You have black communities. You have so many different people in America. But you go to Mexico, and Mexico has a national cultural identity.
Mm-hmm.
Spaniards came to Mexico, and they're indigenous. And they intermingled. So the Mexican culture we know today is a result of indigenous people and Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
That mixture. That's Mexico.
Yeah.
Some people are a little bit more indigenous. Some people are a little bit more Spanish. And everybody else is in between. That culture exists. And that goes all through. All the way down to South America. Then you go to China. What's in China? Chinese. You go to the Middle East, what do you have? And you have like Iran with his Persians. You have Saudi Arabian, which are Arabs. You have Africans in Africa. So you have many countries that have a very strong cultural identity, you know, just by the people that lived there.
Yeah.
And then you have the United States, which was a mix of Europeans came in. Then they brought Africans. Then you have the Irish famine, and a lot of Irish people came. Then you had like Louisiana, which was a mix of the French, mm-hmm. the Spanish, the Europeans, the blacks, the Creoles. And you come, as you start moving south, you have a bunch of Indians, you have a bunch of Mexicans, you have a bunch of Spaniards, you have the Europeans that came across. Then they brought in Chinese laborers, and you have such an influx of so many different people. But this very complex tapestry is what makes America who we are.
Yeah.
But And it's funny because people, like I say, people from around the world, they see that. And they're like, oh, America has racial problems. Well, you know what? We're a very racial country in the sense that we have a lot of different people. And, you know, I don't see other countries doing as good a job as we do. What is China doing to the Uyghurs or that Muslim group?
Mm.
They're putting them in re-education camps, concentration camps for being Muslim. Do you know what I mean?
So, in reality,
the Uyghurs. What do you call it? I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just funny. Like it's not perfect, but you know what? In other parts of the world, it's a lot worse. It's worse. You know, in Russia, if you're openly gay, you go to prison for 10 years. Same thing in Iran. We have we're very open about it here. We're very accepting.
Well, look at other like places where women's rights, you can't, there's like, no such thing.
The Middle East.
There's no such thing.
In Saudi Arabia, women just barely got the right to drive. Barely, like in the last 10 years or something like that.
Yeah.
Women have been driving in the United States forever. Women being able to own land and vote in the United States for a long time now. I mean, I don't know who gave them that right, but Jesus.
You're such a
bitch. It's like, Jeanette, who gave you the right to vote and own property, Jeanette? Doggone it.
God,
I mean, when they gave women suffrage and passed those laws, they didn't know there would be a woman named Jeanette. They'd be like, oh, good Lord.
good Lord. Why? Okay. Why?
Anyway, so, yeah. So very diverse. We have a very interesting country, but we make it worse. It could be worse. It could be better, but we don't do a bad job. We really don't.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So anyways, so
we didn't talk about the other stuff, but.
So I want to touch base on one more thing.
Okay, one more thing.
Because I think we touched base on kind of a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And this
you did have a theme. You wanted to talk about something. What did you want to talk about?
Yeah, so I wanted to talk about current affairs. I think whenever we start this, I always want to talk about current affairs.
Yeah.
And which current affairs is kind of like, you know, politics, Ukraine, da, da, da. Then we talk about some, you know, common banter, you know, you and men and da, 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 and all that stuff.
It's always a target on me.
You know, and then, and then alcohol, you know, alcohol amongst friends, right? Cheers. And I think this is, look, I'm not an alcoholic. You're not an alcoholic. I think you can drink alcohol responsibly with friends.
With friends, yes. With friends, you can.
Which is kind of always been our theme. So every time we do this podcast, I'm trying to include something more fringy, more fringe.
Oh, and I like fringy stuff.
I do. It's exciting. It's interesting.
It's mind-bending.
It's mind-bending.
And I love
and we've talked. Stuff. We've talked about all sorts of stuff. The Silurian theory, you remember that? We talked about, I don't know. We've talked about ghosts. And we don't want to be like this whole paranormal thing and all that. No. So we try to touch base on everything. But
I like stuff that will like make you think outside of like help you like I don't know just bend your mind open up your mind just to possibility.
We live in a very scientific world that you have to be able to prove it and you have to be able to hypothesize and test it, but yet there still has to be room for stuff that we can hypothesize but we can't test, and like say ghost. Mm-hmm. We can theorize about it. We can hypothesize about it. You can't say that they don't exist because there's videos, there's pictures, and there's stuff.
Yeah.
And you can say that you don't believe, but there is physical evidence and photos and all that. So you have to leave the realm open that something else, there are things out there that are, maybe our science isn't there yet to explain it, but we know it's there. Do you know what I mean?
That's where we start talking about with the thing that you sent me.
Yes. So there's something going on in the world.
Yes.
And it's funny because it goes in cycles.
More spotting.
So like in the 30s, 40s, 50s, World War II, they talked about it. Then it became taboo to talk about. But there seems to be a quickening. Have you ever heard that? A quickening?
Mm.
Where things are like, it's coming out again and it's going fast. And it seems like the quickening has been happening with this whole UFO, UAP, alien thing. And
there seems to be a lot of talk about it.
There's a lot of talk. Even the government talk about it. Because a couple months ago, remember the Chinese balloon?
Yes. Oh, so, and then there was like the whole like.
They shot down four things. One of them was confirmed as Chinese. What were the other three things that were unidentified?
That was never even confirmed.
Captain Faber and his F-16 and the whole Tic Tac thing. We talked a little bit about that before. But there was a point, even in the 90s and right around the turn of the century, where it was like very taboo. Like very, very taboo. It was like, oh, aliens? Gosh, you're crazy. You're a conspiracy theory.
There was even a whole movie on that.
Right.
Fire in the Sky. Fire in the Sky?
Right.
Or First Encounters of the Third Kind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But there's like, it just seems like there's a quickening because you never heard about it in mainstream media.
No.
And if it was, they were making fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's being reported by Fox News, CNN, local news. And so I think.
And there's more videos out there. It's hard to know if those are true or not. But
like, okay, look, I take pictures of things in the sky that I can't explain. And look at an iPhone, like if something in the sky, it's at 20,000 feet, 30,000, 40,000 feet. An iPhone is going to take an image of a dot. It's not going to be great.
Those pictures of the three dots.
Right.
And they just freaking disappeared.
Right. And look, I try to take a skeptical eye to things I see. Mm-hmm. And I've got to admit, we live in a state that's big, that's known for weird stuff in the sky.
Yeah.
And it's always like, and I always tell my friends this, can you explain it with what you know about aeronautics right now. Can you, like, I saw this like bright light over our town, and it's like, and I'm watching, I took a couple pictures of it, and I just sit there watching it. It's like, that's bizarre. And I watched it for like 5 minutes, and it was just a bright light. And I was like, what is that? And then I don't know if it turned or something, but then you see the red and green light. And I was like, that's a helicopter. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you have to, like, yeah, go through the process of elimination, and you have to be logical about it. You can't jump to conclusions. You have to really be logical about it and go through the process of eliminating
something, though. You want to talk about the thing that you shared?
I did. This came out of Arizona. And this kind of goes along with that whole thing. So the whole thing with this whole quickening, like, it seems like it's accelerated. It's coming out everywhere. It's coming out in the news. The Pentagon has to report to Congress about this now, which never happened. Not since Project Blue Book in the 40s and 50s, or 50s, I think it was. And all this stuff's going on. And more and more, and more and more, like a lot more, not just a little bit, a lot more. And then this happened. And if I remember correctly, it happened April 30th, which is kind of weird because I mentioned it. I think I sent you something last week about it.
Yeah, you did.
And then that I sent you something again about it today.
Yeah.
And it blew my mind. And let me see if I can find it, because I try to save it. So give me 1 second. Let me see if I can find it. But there's here it is. So there's a video online you can find on YouTube and TikTok. And there's a video of a cop. And I think the cop's talking or something to somebody else. And like, all cops have cameras. Matter of fact, I was surprised because I had an incident at my work where somebody shot like a BB at the window. And the cops came to do the police report because you need police report for insurance. Mm-hmm. And he had this big square thing on his chest. And I looked at it. I go, is that a camera? And he goes, yeah. And it's like a square thing he wears on his vest. And it had a camera. And he goes, yeah, it records everything. And I was like, I hadn't seen one up close. And he goes, yeah, it just records everything. And I was like, that's kind of cool. But a lot of cops now with
there's a flash behind you. Is that your camera?
No, it could be like, I don't know. So cops have this now, and they can,
they can see, they can record everything.
Right. So these cops in Arizona are talking, and he sees like a light flying from the sky, and they see it, and they go, oh, look at that. Looks like a falling star almost. And then, like, I don't know if it's 5 minutes later, a minute later or something, 911 gets a call, and they say something crashed in my yard.
Oh, shit.
And then they're saying, like, there's things out there 8-10 feet tall. They're not human. So I have this. This is from TikTok where they uploaded. Let me see if I can play.
Midnight on April 30th, sky watchers across several states
saw
a Nevada news
streak through the heavens. A police officer working in the Northwest Valley caught a glimpse of the colorful object on his body cam. At nearly the same time, a Ring camera in the area recorded a strange noise and what sounds like a crash.
You got to hear this.
One family living in a ranch-style home had a much closer view of the object. Two brothers and their father were working on a vehicle in their yard when they caught a glimpse of a sparkly object as it came crashing down, then were hit by what they describe as a shockwave. One of the witnesses, a young man named Angel, has stated when the brothers looked into the yard where the object landed, that spot was obscured and blurry, as if by unknown form of camouflage. What they saw next prompted a frantic call to 911.
So there's two people or two subjects that are in your backyard?
Correct, and they're very large. They're like 8 foot. 9 feet, 10 foot, I don't know. They look like aliens to us. Big eyes, they have big eyes, okay. like I can't explain it. And big mouth. They're shiny eyes and they're not human. They're 100% they're not human.
8 News Now investigators have spoken with family members multiple times in the past 4 weeks, but each of the 3 times we accepted their invitation to do an interview, they didn't answer the door or their phone. These are some of the claims they've made in other public forums. Multiple family members backed up the story in an initial police report we obtained. Angel says they heard the patter of multiple feet in the yard. They later heard footsteps on their roof. They saw one of the 8-foot-tall creatures climb behind the controls of a large front loader stored in the yard as if trying to engage it. He got a good look at one of the creatures, he said, a greenish-grayish being with large eyes and long legs. He says he could hear its deep breaths, and when he locked eyes, he was, in essence, frozen in place, couldn't move. In the middle of the yard, where the object had crashed, then vanished, a circular impression was left in the soil.
Okay, where is this on your property?
Metro sources say the police dispatcher initially wondered whether to send a crisis intervention team to help the troubled witness, but then took the incident seriously. Two officers arrived 38 minutes after the call, and by then had heard from other officers. They proceeded cautiously and managed some nervous laughs.
I ain't dealing with that.
A few days later, the family says, two Metro sergeants returned to the scene to ask follow-up questions. The family says they also saw men in suits and sunglasses driving in a car with government plates cruising slowly past the house in the following days. Nellis and Creech have denied any interest or involvement with the incident. Metro has indicated they believe the family that something crashed in their yard. But what?
Now, you mentioned, George, in that piece that, you know, they were frozen because so many people have been critical of, like, why didn't get their phone out? Why didn't they shoot the video? Do we know if there's even any video of this incident?
Yes and no. So there's a surveillance camera in the backyard. The property owner keeps that because he's like got a lot of expensive equipment there. What we were told is that at the moment this thing comes down and crash, this camera went out, and it was out for a couple of minutes. When it came back on, the object was gone, but the circle was there. We've been told by Angel in multiple phone conversations that he shot video of the creatures. We haven't seen it, and we don't know anybody else who's seen it yet, so maybe he'll release it at some point.
It's getting a lot of attention.
Yeah, okay, all over.
All right, George, thanks for that.
So that guy that's talking, that's George Knapp. He's a reporter, investigative reporter from in Las Vegas. He's the guy that reported on and got the first story regarding Area 51. And so he's kind of known as like being a credible reporter, taking a very, going through the reporting process. So he's not just like a crazy, he's like known for like doing really good reporting, investigative stuff. And so that too was talking about it, but you know, he's got all these like, you know, information about the family, about the cops and about everything. And it's like, what is this?
So, it seems to me it's like there's a lot of evidence to support their claims because you have the cops with their cameras.
They saw something coming down.
So you have a credible source saying, hey, what the hell is that? And then you have a 911 call.
No, then the ring doorbell heard the boom.
That's crazy.
So that's not the first time this happened. Because before,
shift up my seat. Sorry.
And so I say there's a quickening going on because there's a lot of stuff coming out. There's people coming out, like a lot of people have been coming out lately saying the U.S. government has this whole retrieval, this department that all they do is retrieve stuff. They retrieve like crap.
Men in Black. Like the whole.
Not Men in Black, but like a whole complex agency that goes and retrieves stuff that crashes in the United States, like Roswell. Okay. They go and retrieve it. So, and then like a couple of weeks back, I sent you something that happened in Brazil in the 80s. Did I send that to you? I talked to Dario. So there's a place in Brazil called Virginia.
Virginia.
It's called, but it's spelled differently. It's called Virginia or something like that.
Virginia.
So, and you have to understand, why would there be a city in Brazil called Virginia? Well, a lot of Southerners after the Civil War went to South America.
Okay.
So it's plausible that that town, Virginia, was founded and probably started from Southerners that went to South America after the Civil War. Now, anyways, and I think it was 1984, without looking it up, it's called the Virginia Incident in Brazil, in the town of Virginia. And there's people that came out and they said, something crashed. There's this one guy, he goes out there and he says, the UFO, I saw it crash right here. I saw the debris and all that stuff. I saw these bodies. And then there's people in town that talk about, we saw this alien. Like three little girls, they came out and they said, look at the... we saw an alien right there, and then the mom came out, and the mom saw it. And so they said another UFO was flying over town, and they're like, this thing was flying over town, like doing what we can only describe as like a search pattern, looking for something. And so then I don't know if this guy was a police or he was in the military. They go and they find something, like a little being. And this one cop scoops it up in his arm, a copper military guy. And they take it to the hospital. And so they take it to the hospital and he's there at the hospital, you know, and they're like, people are freaking out about it. Then the military gets involved and the military come gets it, go get another alleged body. And the hospital has it documented. These are, you know, doctors and they're not anybody crazy. They're documented though. This guy brought something in. Well, this guy, whether he's in the military or whether he's in the police, I don't recall what he was. Like very soon afterwards, he died from something he got on his skin.
From holding that the little being.
They couldn't identify that caused his whole immune system to crash. Healthy man, you know, that was very active, you know, whether he was a military or police or whatever he was. And they didn't understand, but he got sick very quickly after that incident. The guy that they said allegedly picked up whatever he found, that he died immediately after making contact after his immune system crashed. And there's a lot of people, there's like these air traffic controllers that said, these airplanes from USAF came and they're like, and then these people, these crafts from USAF came and they came and they picked everything up once the Brazil, you know, made contact with them and they took everything and that was the end of it. And the Brazil, you know, there's a lot of Brazilian military that said, yeah, you know, we brought something here. We can't talk about it, but you know, we picked something up. We don't know what it was. What, you know, USAF is USAF, United States Air Force. USAF, USAF. And they said they picked it up, then their big planes, and they left. And so you have this incident where something happened, and it's documented, you know, the hospital, they had this guy that they documented that he died from making contact. You have all these eyewitnesses, and they all have corroborating stories. They even talk about, like, the whole Men in Black, like, government officials try to offer them money to, like, stay quiet about it, and they're like, no, we... like, we're not going to lie. And they didn't take the money. So it's like a whole big story. 1985. I want to say it's 1984 that this happened. And it's still kind of a big thing. You know, do you know what I mean?
It's actually really weird that you're, it seems like there might be a difference between what happened in the 80s to what happened most recently. Like, are you hearing anything about payoffs?
Well, it's funny. It's funny in that thing with George Knapp. He said the family said guys came by in all black wearing sunglasses. This whole Men in Black thing. Are there still government officials trying to hide it? But yet you have people. You have like this Captain Fravor. They have radar. They have the tracking. They have the infrared of this thing that they over the ocean that they couldn't catch. They, you know, they like it had no jet emissions, but yet it went from 40,000 feet down to 20,000 feet in the split of an instant, which we have nothing that can just go like that. You know what I mean?
And that's the thing about it. It's like you can't really hide these things anymore. Not in this day and age.
This technology gets better.
And then there's more conspiracy theories out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, how anybody who has a social media site.
Right. Okay,
so there's a lot of shit out there. We all know
there's
that.
A lot.
There's a lot, and everyone should be suspicious, but there's too much out there.
And reality, okay, in reality,
yeah,
you have to have a suspicious mind.
You have to have it. You can't believe everything.
And maybe
that
not
you
suspicious,
see.
But analytical.
Yeah, you can't believe everything that you see. You really cannot.
You know what? There are still things like falling stars, things entering our atmosphere, flying down, burning out. You know what I mean? Meteorites and all that, little ones that come in. That still happens. But when we see things in the sky, that's what is it? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And there's like that one thing I was telling you, I was watching flying from far away, flying over town. I was like, what is that? Because it was intriguing. It was a bright light. But as time went by and I watched it long enough, like, that's a helicopter because suddenly, like, all of our planes here. Anything civilian, military here has certain markings on it to identify it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The red and green lights and all that stuff. So that does exist. You know what I mean? So you have to I think you have to really earnestly try to figure it out. Is this extraterrestrial? Is it man-made?
And you have to scrutinize because
you have to.
I mean, we're not that far from an Air Force base.
It's a scientific process. You
have
to scrutinize.
How many times have we heard the sonic boom here in the cruises?
Oh, a lot of times.
A lot of times. I mean, so many times. Like, they always do a lot of
But
flying, and I don't know about testing, but you're in New Mexico. There's a lot of testing.
Once you get through all that, though, there's a number of things that you're left with. It's like, what was that? Like the whole Blue Book incident. The whole Blue Book incident, or Blue Book, Project Blue Book, who the military was investigating UFOs like in the 40s or 50s, maybe in the 50s, because the 40s was still World War II. People reporting, they got all these reports, and that's where it coming up, like an airplane, it was this, it was that. But I was listening to them talk about it, and I don't remember the general's name that was in charge of Project Blue Book, was very skeptical at first. And it said, what it was saying was, at the end of it, he was very skeptical about it, this guy that was in charge about it. But at the end of it, there was still a handful of things that they just couldn't identify. That even though he was a non-believer at first, afterwards he became more of a skeptic more than a non-believer. And a skeptic is not like that you don't believe. It's that you're like, there is something, but we're not sure.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's kind of something, I guess, you're left with a little bit of a reasonable doubt that something is plausible. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So this thing in Arizona, maybe people are just dicking around. It could be people are just dicking around and being stupid.
Yeah.
But this day and age with social media, it goes viral.
And there's always going to be someone who's going to look really deep into it. You're going to have a lot of investigators.
For you to throw something like that on social media, that you're going to get a lot of backlash on and feedback on. Do you know what I mean? It's like
you better be ready
because people are going to come at you.
Yeah.
In this day and age, and I don't think I would not make that kind of claim on social media anymore, because people would just blow it up right away. It's like, so you have to be ready for the worst of it, because people are going to come at you.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You can't do anything on social media without knowing, or at least having, you have to have, I guess, the confidence to back it up, or just not back down.
Right. And so that was bold. So this happened like 42 days ago, April 30th. And like Arizona, the Phoenix Lights. Yeah. Remember that Phoenix Lights in the 90s? Mm. The lights that were seen over Phoenix, and people, like tons of recordings on the Phoenix Light that people cannot explain.
You're going to see a lot of, I think that you're going to see a lot of activity in places like New Mexico, Oklahoma, Arizona.
Everywhere.
And places where there's not a lot of light pollution, because the skies are clear.
I think
it can be a surprise.
I think it's getting closer to the point where people are going to have, here's the argument. The argument was like a long time ago.
What is this?
I don't know. Cherries. So here's the argument. People came out saying the government came out saying society is going to fall apart. People are going to lose their religion. They're going to go crazy because we're going to tell them there's life in outer space, and people are going to lose it because they can't handle it. No. First of all, I think people have always been able to handle it, but I think people now are more capable of handling it than ever. And the more you try to hide stuff now, the more people are going to be more suspect of it. Do you know what I mean?
Do you think if something were to really come out concrete, like government says, yes, this is it.
Like the UFO lands on the White House.
Do you think people can handle it?
Oh yeah.
You think so?
I think more than ever. We're well educated. We're well connected. Okay.
Just based on our last elections,
Think about Pearl Harbor.
Okay.
Think about 9/11. You never thought 9/11 would have happened after Pearl Harbor. You never thought that would happen again. I'm sure people at that time in 1942 or something like that, they never thought Pearl Harbor would happen, but it happened. So you have all these things that are happening that people never thought would happen that have happened.
I don't even know what that conversation would be like.
Right.
There's aliens. alien rights. What is that? What would it be like? What would that mean? What do you think that conversation would be like?
Well, what would that conversation be like?
I don't even know.
What are the motives and da da da? But I think we're at a better place now. Where people are better educated now than ever, more well connected. I think you still have a lot of people that will jump to conclusions. I think some people would be very more methodic about it. You know what I mean? I think there's a good mix of people.
Honestly, I thought that that's where we were at when presidential elections, when Trump got when he became president. Honestly, I didn't realize, and it's not about Trump. It was about our people, the citizens of the United States. I didn't realize how divided people really were. And this is not that long.
Are people divided?
It was always or maybe it was just me. I thought we were more.
Do you have more people they're just done with the establishment and they're ready for change?
I think
Obama and I think Trump are like people that were ready for change. And then you have good old Joe Biden come back in, and that's more of establishment.
I really don't know if people are ready for aliens.
You might want to get closer to your mic there a little bit.
I don't know if they are ready, though.
But it's happening.
It could very well happen tomorrow.
Right.
Where people are going to stand.
Right.
That's an interesting conversation. I have no idea.
I don't know either.
It'd be interesting to see. God, I hope that everyone has a secure home.
So, but there appears to be a quickening happening where you're seeing more and more of it. And it's in the open. It's like on the mainstream media. It's on even the local medias where they're talking about it. Whereas when we were kids with the 80s and 90s, it was completely crazy. It was all crazy. Kooks. That person's crazy. Are they on drugs?
Honestly, I don't feel like it's some science fiction anymore. I really feel like there is something out there. And I feel like we're going to get really close to it super quick.
It's going to happen. You know,
I really do feel this way.
I've said this. In our lifetime, we're probably going to see marijuana be legalized.
How many marijuana shops are there here?
More than 50% of the states have legalized it. There's 50%.
And there's franchises. Have you not noticed the franchises here?
That says something. More than 50% of the states in America have legalized the use of marijuana for recreational and medicinal use. It's a matter of time before we see the federal government saying, okay, let's legalize. It's going to happen.
And it's a conversation if you're in a job, the way we are.
Obviously, if you're a doctor, you can't be high.
Well, no, obviously. But honestly, when I went to my training, it definitely was a conversation that we did have.
Because you see it more
It wasn't like, we're not going to ignore it. Let's talk about it. Because, a lot of...
And do you remember when we were kids, drugs? Drugs was oh my God, that person's doing marijuana. Oh my God. Well, this whole idea of UFOs and aliens, and we're going to keep on talking about it. But again, when we were kids, that was just all crazy talk. It was the crazy people. But now it's in politics. It's in the media. It's everywhere we're going.
It's in my day-to-day life.
It's in the day-to-day life.
Just because of the laws here in our state.
Sure.
And being in the jobs that we're at. Right. Of course, you're going to run across some issues with that.
So UFOs is something that maybe in our lifetime that it's going to come out yes, this is happening. Yes, this is a national security issue because we can't do anything about it. They're in our airspace. They're over our military installations. We can't do anything about it.
We can't hide it anymore.
But now, let's say this thing in Arizona was real.
Okay.
Okay. It might come out that, we hoaxed it. We were just, we were just doing an Instagram video. Trying we want to be screw silly. Everybody. Yeah. That could happen. Sure. But it also could happen that more and more people have this happening and somebody comes out and says, this is a concern and there is life out there that we can't explain now. It's something else. Or maybe even we're encounters of third or fourth kind where one person has an encounter where suddenly one day it's out. Look, there's something happened. The government says, yes, it's life. We don't know what it is, but it's there. Yeah. And now we have to deal with it. And who knows? But it's happening.
Crazy.
Right? And it may happen in our lifetime now. I think it's closer than ever now to happening in our lifetime.
I think it's going to be closer in our lifetime for sure.
It's kind of crazy, right? It's like, it's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. But I think it's going to happen. And like, I think you're going to see more and more things like this happening. We're going to have to keep up with this. Like, I think it's going to be something we have to keep up with now and start talking about more, because it's not fringy. It's getting less and less fringy and more mainstream. Do you know?
Yeah.
Look, I've said this from the get-go. The universe is big beyond what you and I can comprehend. It is beyond big. And the universe is billions of years ago old. We're talking humanity being tens of thousands, maybe even 100,000 years old. Humanity. Well,
that's the thing, though. But
hundreds of thousands compared to billions, that's like a droplet of water in the ocean.
I think we know enough that we've been outside our planet. We know there's a possibility. We're just not the only ones.
Right.
And with that idea in mind, we cannot be so just like narrow-minded.
Yeah.
Yeah. To think that there isn't other possibilities, right, other worlds. I mean, we know enough,
right,
to know that there is space beyond, right, our atmosphere.
The James Webb telescope in outer space. It's really out far in outer space, this James Webb telescope that we put out there.
There are other planets that we're able to see.
And now we're starting to be able to see them so well that they're able to say, this planet is really good for life. This planet is really good for life. This planet is really good for life. Matter of fact, they look at the moons in our solar system, like Jupiter and Uranus and all that, and they're like saying, like, these planets are like all perfect for life too. So science is actually proving that life is possible, and it's probably going to happen. It's going
to
happen.
Yeah, we can't be closed-minded to it.
We can't be closed-minded.
I love it.
Love it. That's a good place.
That is a good place. I love it.
Man, I've got to see if I can fix the first video that we did. Right. I've got a project ahead of me. Good Lord, I can't believe. We're still amateurs. We recorded the first half in slow motion.
We need to probably do this more frequently so we don't.
Okay, we got to make a deal, like all every 2 weeks at minimum or something like this.
We need to like have like a set date.
Like a brunch on the weekend or something. Right. I think the brunch ones are fun.
I love the brunch ones, honestly. Like the Literally Saturday good. Brunch ones.
Yeah, those when you couldn't make Sunday, I was like, oh, I wanted to do brunch.
Okay, so next time we meet, it will be a brunch. Because I like those, because it's like we get creative even with like the cocktails.
Right.
And we actually make it like a theme. Like, we're going to do this.
And I can't stress this enough. Drink responsibly. We're not getting smashed. You can have drinks with your friends. And I know, I think a lot of people know, when you get together with your friends and you have drinks, you talk about a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah. And it's fun to bring other people into the conversation.
And it's about time in America we say, like, you can do this responsibly.
Yeah.
It seemed like for a minute it was really taboo, like, no, you're drunk, you're stupid and all that. Yeah. And you know, and people do get that way, but you can do it responsibly. Like when people get on the patio and have drinks, talk about family and all that, you can do it. Just don't be dumb about it. Yeah. Hey, if you're an alcoholic, then don't do it.
I like that.
Anyways, it was good to see you again, and we're going to do this again soon. All right.
Love it.
Cool.
Bye.